Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and it is all about your kids, your money, your plans. Tonight we have a fabulous show. We are going to be talking about kids and college and how to prepare yourself for sending your kids away to school, the ABCs of college financing, and ready or not, here they go. So we have a lot in store for you. I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you'd like to join us tonight in our chat about kids and money in college, you can do so by calling area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or if you're a student yourself, you can also call in. We'd like to hear from you about your experience and how your parents or even yourself have prepared for this big step called college. All right, we can also join us in the chat room as well as Twitter and Facebook. But before we do anything on this show, we must do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Puricon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back, and if you just joined us, you just tuned in, tonight's topic for your kids, your money, your plan, this is Secure Your Life. We have a great show in store for you, so if you have children that are on their way to college or you're already in college, you have a child that's already in college, we're going to be talking about a variety of subjects on what parents should do to prepare themselves as well as their children for that big step called college, especially since we are getting closer and closer to graduation. Most kids are probably on spring break, but guess what? Whether your child is a teen or a tot, it is never too early or too late to prepare them for that big step as well as preparing yourself. So I'm going to give the phone number one more time. If you like to call in and give us some really great conversation about kids in college and how to prepare them and how you prepared yourself, the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Don't forget to push number one once you end the queue. The phone number, again, is area code 347-884-9343. And we're going to get things started. I have some really great tips. One, some of the listening audience last week emailed me about some really good things that parents can do. It's called 10 Steps of Preparing Your Child for College. Now, number one is investigate and choose a saving vehicle. I can never stress that enough, that no matter whether your child is a newborn or whether the child is in middle school or even high school, it is never too late to start preparing them for this big step, mainly preparing yourself. There are many options available, including the U.S. savings bond, bank accounts, mutual funds, and state savings to prepare for tuition planning. And a lot of your states, they definitely have a savings plan for parents that they can actually go to, get some great information. Go to your local bank. That's a great place to also go and find out what kind of plans, savings plans that they have that will help you with saving for college. Here's another one. Begin saving as early as possible. That's number two. Whether saving vehicle you choose, whatever saving vehicle you choose, it is better that you start off early. And you can start off as little as $50 a month, because I know a lot of people may be on a fixed income, especially with the economic developments that's been going on with a lot of people finding themselves not working. So they've been downsized. But that does not mean that you can't still prepare for your child to go to college. If you set aside at least $50 a month, starting when your child is born, so if you have a newborn or a baby that's on the way, and if you do this, you'll be surprised. You can save as much as $17,000, and that's just by putting $50 aside from the time that the child is born. I mean, I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a good start. When you start your saving plan, make sure that you plan wisely. You know, your child may be 8 years old, and if you save the $50 a month, by that time the child is ready for school, you would have at least saved $7,000. That means if your child is 8 years old and you just put $50 away every month, by the time the child is ready to go, you would have saved up $7,000. And I know that may not seem like a whole lot considering how much tuition is, but it is a great start. So I'm going to open up the phone lines, and if you're in the chat room, bear with me a few minutes, and I will get in the chat room as well as Twitter and take your tweets about the subject of how you can prepare your kids for college, or if you are a college student, what are you doing or what did you do in order to get yourself prepared? Phone number again is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I'm going to open up the phone line, area code 312-217. Thank you for joining me. How are you?
How are you, Dunn?
I am doing fabulous. Do you have or do you have a child that is within that age frame, whether they're newborn or already getting ready to go to college or if you've already put a child through college, what was that experience like?
Well, I actually am at the – we're actually at the end phase. We will officially, by August, have gotten one out of the barn. So we're –
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It took a lot of prayer work and you know, the label of it took family to do so. So it was a very strenuous process, but then another chapter is a more interesting chapter for him is about to begin. But one of the things that I have to say is because of the economic change and everything, I would tell anyone if the child kind of knows exactly what career they want to have, go to USA.gov. See if you can, the key word is grants. Try to get as many grants for what you want to do as possible instead of a loan.
Definitely agree with that.
There's free money out there. Sometimes as parents and the internet and the World Wide Web has opened up so many possibilities. And yes, you will have to spend hours upon hours looking to see, you know, the eligibility factors. You also have programs within their school. Talk to their counselors. Parents need to make an appointment with their guidance counselors, especially in high school, because they have so much information that they can give you, but we never ask. We never take the time. We get caught up in the moment instead of getting caught up in the fact that we need to start teaching them that research is the number one thing. So, and we say, do the basics first and do the obvious, the career counselors, other family members, your friends, and find out what's going on and what's really out there. Because the key to it is as few loans as possible and as many grants as you can get.
Okay, well, let's add some other people to the conversation. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. Tonight is all about your kids, your money, your plans. Preparing yourself for your kids to go to college, the ABCs of college finances, and ready or not, here they go. That is what we're talking about tonight. So I'm going to add in area code 773-317 to the conversation. Good evening. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. Do you have a child that is, you know, newborn or all the way to the point where they're getting ready to go to college, or do you have a child that's already in college?
Well, I actually have one that will be graduating from high school next year and another who will follow him a year later. So I will have actually two in college in a couple of years. And to be honest, I'm petrified. One of the things that I can suggest, I went to college. Actually, I went to college out of state, and this I know I'm probably not going to be agreed with by many, but in my experience, I was so dead set and gung ho to get away and get as far away as possible from home that I did not make the best decision as far as out of state. If you can encourage your children to go in their home state, I think that would be, that would significantly cut down on a lot of the fees. When you're going somewhere out of the state, unless you have a full ride, the out-of-state fees alone will just about eat you up because you're paying to you know, you're paying because you're out of state. You're paying because you're, not only are you out of state, you're out of district. They have out of district fees as well as out of state fees. So those two in itself, you know, so if your state of Illinois, if that's your home state, if you could encourage your children, hey, you don't have to go to, you know, the community college up the street, but if you can encourage them, hey, go to the edge of the state, just don't cross the state line, that would significantly cut down on, you know, unnecessary fees, because I went through that whole, you know, getting my meal ticket cut off simply because I was basically rebellious and just wanted to get as far away from home as I could, and made the decision to go completely out of state. And I could have, you know, got the same education in my home state, you know. So that's one of the things, if we could just encourage our young people, hey, stay within your home state. That would be great. You know,
okay,
you would cut down on, you would cut down on so much money.
And that is so true, because the states do have funding for kids that are getting ready to go to college. They do have a lot of great programs that they do have. So you do check with your state to make sure what kind of savings plan or grants that they might have to award students to stay in their state, because it would be a lot cheaper for the parents. And as far as the savings plan also, you can find information on how to send your child to the state, local state college, and definitely utilize all of your resources, especially when, like the other caller was talking about, the guidance counselors that are at the school. That is a very good resource, because that person has the top information, current information, constantly on what's going on with all of the schools, what kind of programs that they have. And like I said, it is never too late. We're going to talk about the elementary and middle school, and when your child is at that point, what you should do, because no matter how old they are, it is never too early or too late to start really thinking about your child's future and what you would like to see going on with them. But if you just joined us, this is Secure Your Life. We're talking about your kids, your money, your plans, preparing yourself and your child to go to college, the ABCs of college finance, and ready or not, here they go. So I'm going to add another phone person to our conversation, and if you're in the chat room, I will be with you in just a second, as well as Twitter and Facebook. We are taking your questions and or comments as well, but if you'd like to join us live, our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Listen to the prompt and push number 1 if you would like to speak to the host. Now, at the elementary school and middle school level, you should encourage your children to take the challenge of academically. Developing good study habits will definitely help your child prepare for college. Becoming involved in their school and community-based extracurricular activity is a definite positive experience for them, both academically as well as some enrichment and extracurricular activities. Because what happens with most students when they go to college, whether they go away or they stay in their home state, there's still some development that needs to happen. You know, some kids are their academics are on top, but their social skills are lacking. So you really need to actually prepare them, not just, I mean, beyond the academics, but prepare them for life skills. And a lot of these kids don't have the life skills because they're so used to us doing everything for them. And we do need to encourage them to learn how to pick up behind themselves, learn how to cook, learn what to do in case of an emergency. There's so many things that you can do that actually can prepare them. And then also, number 4, which is discuss career and college options with your children and encourage them and encourage their aspirations, not necessarily what you want them to do, but find out what they would like to do. Many students assume that higher education may not be for them.
and that they're just going to go and look for a job. But a lot of jobs now require you to have some form of a college degree, whether it is an associate's, a bachelor's, a master's. It doesn't matter. A lot of these jobs, you can't just walk in with just a high school diploma. So they are actually looking for students to, they're looking for people to actually have some form of postgraduate or at least, like I said, at least an associate's degree in order to get a job. So even if your child may not think that they are college bound, if those are not that are not college bound, then you need to at least encourage them to go to a junior college because it will at least give them some skills beyond high school. So I'm going to add area code 980 to our conversation. Thank you for joining me on Secure Your Life. How are you? Okay, I don't know if we lost our caller. If your area code is 980-939, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, well, then we'll wait for us to get that caller back. And area code 815-395, you're on the air. How are you this evening?
Diamond, and how are you?
I am doing great. I am doing fabulous. Now, what would you tell, or if you have any children, grandchildren, how would you prepare them, or what kind of dialogue conversation do you think would be best to start talking to your children about college?
Okay, well, 377 had made reference to say as soon as possible, find out and help your children find out where they want to go, what they want to do with themselves. And I do believe that this would cut down on the cost of the college that they go to because they would only be getting going to classes and picking a school that would say that would be beneficial to what they want to do instead of, say, just going and not having figured out really what they're going to do with themselves.
And that's true. I think that one of the biggest problems that a lot of parents and students have is the fact that they don't have a major, you know. And when you don't have a major, you kind of fiddle around a lot. I mean, you're taking your general classes, but when you don't have a major, if you don't come in with a plan, then you kind of, by the time you hit your junior year, you do need to declare something, or you just can just say that you're going to get a liberal arts degree. But you really need, if you start talking to your children early, like in elementary school, in middle school, then you can actually start putting them on the fast track to college as far as finding out what they want to do and getting scholarships. If you encourage your elementary school and middle school students to get good grades and the reason why, by the time they get to high school and they've already developed good study habits, you kind of have them on the right track. So at that point, if your child says, well, you know what, I like to be a doctor or I like to be a teacher, then you can kind of encourage them to take the necessary classes or at least investigate what kind of classes that they would have to take by the time they get to college and find out exactly what subject that they need to really focus on. Math and science is one of the things that a lot of students are lacking in the ability to have high achievement. So in the elementary and middle school level, I would definitely encourage them to push themselves to try to excel in those fields because that is in high demand. The healthcare system, whatever you want to be, is in high demand. If you want to be a doctor or a nurse, that is in high demand because those are specialized positions that you can't just come off the street and grab a job. So, you know, I would definitely encourage you to talk to your students, encourage them to try to push themselves in the areas of math and science, no matter what they want to get a degree in. And if you start them early, there's so many scholarships that go unawarded because people don't know about the programs. So you really do need to encourage your students. Talk to them. Find out what they want to be. Take the time out to investigate with them because you're a partner in this with them. So you can also, you know, if a child tells you, I want to do something in graphic design because I like to draw and I like to, you know, to create some type of social media, you know, and push beyond those limits, then you can already go to your local school, local college, and get that information and say, hey, I know that this is what you want to be. Let's take a look in the college catalog to see exactly what classes you would need to take and see if we can get you involved in some kind of extracurricular or some kind of upward bound program that actually helps children get prepared for college. And there's a lot of programs out there, so I do suggest that you definitely talk to your school. Talk to the guidance counselor. That's very, very important. Now we're going to go to number six. At the high school level, meeting with the guidance counselor, like we said, is your roadmap to higher education and high school curriculum. Because if you encourage them, like we said before, about preparing early and getting those questions asked about financial aid, what scholarships are out there for the degree that your child may want to go into, and research. You know, that is very, very important. But if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life, and it's all about your kids, your plan, your money. And we're talking about preparing kids and the parents for sending them little daughters to college. So you can also tweet us at Twitter at Secure Your Life. We're also on Facebook at Secure Your Life. Or you can join me in the chat room as well if you want to talk live on the air. Please remember that after you dial the number, listen to the cue and push number one so that you can talk to the host and be added to our conversation. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I have some questions I'd like to ask our audience. In preparing for college, when you were ready to go, those of you all who did go to college or was getting ready to put a child through college, what was the first thing that went through your mind when you realized, oh, my God, it's almost that time? I'm going to start with area code 773-317. What was your experience? Now, I believe you told us previously that you have a child that will be graduating from high school. When did the oh, my God factor happen for you?
Well, it wasn't a, oh, my God, until after I arrived. After I arrived, after my parents left, you know, once the initial excitement got, you know, wore off, then it became, oh, my God, I'm now 18 years old, my parents are gone, I'm here by myself, I can't just make a phone call or, you know, pop my fingers and they're there. I'm actually here. I'm supposed to be responsible. And it was so interesting, too, because my parents had given me money. And I think I ran through that money. I believe I walked to Burger King every day. I didn't know, as you know, a young adult, you don't know the idea of saving and, you know, being resourceful. So I ran through that little money. And I remember the first time not having enough quarters to wash. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? You know, I have no more money. You know, it's going to take at least a couple of days to get here. We wasn't too keen on Western Union and wiring money at that time. So, you know, we relied on the mail, you know, and I'm like, wow. So that was like a aha moment for me when I really realized, hey, I am here by myself, responsible, and it's not as easy as I thought it was going to be.
Okay, well, let me ask area code 312217. When you got ready to go to college, what was the oh my God moment for you?
Because I went to school actually in the city, I made the decision early because of room and board
that and all of my other friends were going out of state and acting so silly and clowny, and the parents had them come back home because they flunked out. I decided to stay in state, and plus with the degree that I wanted, the best schools were actually in the city of Chicago because, again, I was pre-med at that point, and my thing was either to go try to get my residency at University of Illinois County and, worst-case scenario, out of state at University of California, Berkeley. So it was easy for me to go up to Loyola's direction. And so when you live on the west side of Chicago and have to be in class at 8 o'clock, that's a shock factor when you don't have a car and you have to take public transportation, and it's during the wintertime with the wind chill being minus 10, that's when the old wow factor. During the summertime, you're fine. But for me, it was the old wow factor when the halt actually hit, and the fact that I was working at University of Illinois a full 8 hours a day because my parents had it where they paid half, and then I had to pay the other half in my books. And so I would, you know, continue to have some value with it. So, I mean, for me, the wow factor definitely hit. Like, I agree with her. When you realize, oh, my gosh, I'm this adult that I was so in such a hurry to become, and they didn't tell me about this other stuff. They didn't tell me that now they're not going to wake me up and make sure that I can get up and get to where I have to be. I have to do this on my own. Then I have to go to work. Then I had to get the homework done between time. And they didn't tell me that part. I'm so used to them helping, and now mom and dad are gone.
Wow. Okay, well, let me ask the same question. Hopefully we got our caller back at area code 980-939. What was the oh, my God, factor for you when you got ready to go to college, if you're still there? Hello? Okay, I think we kind of lost that caller. Well, let me open up the phone lines once again. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. We're talking about kids in college and how to prepare yourself as well as your child for going away to college. So the phone number again is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. 9343. If you're in the chat room, I'll be right there to get your comments and or questions, and Twitter as well as Facebook. We're taking your comments and questions. We have a question from someone on Facebook that said, well, it's actually a comment. They said that their aha factor for them was when they didn't have a major by the time they got to junior year, and then they realized that they didn't take enough of the required classes. Well, that would be an oh, my God moment, considering the fact that you all have taken out student loans. He says that he did not get any grants. He just took out student loans. So that factor, the fact that he would have to figure out how he's going to pay his way through school and didn't have a major, was his big aha moment or oh, my God moment. Well, here's the thing. There are a lot of things that you can do even when you are ready in college. Those scholarships and grants, you can still apply for them and figure out the different departments. But majorly, you really need to figure out what you want to do before you get to college, because that will help you making sure that you're taking the required classes. And if your child is in high school and it's a junior or senior year, you need to start really looking at what schools your children are going to ultimately go to, whether or not the choice is to be in-state, out-of-state, junior college. It really doesn't matter, because you really do need to get on the ball with that. You need to make sure that your child, as well as you, do not leave it up to them. You need to make sure that those college admissions tests and any documentation has been turned in on time. And you need to make sure that if you are going to apply for some sort of financial aid or a loan, that you do whatever is required and get those things in on time. Because if you don't, you'll find out that the time is slipping past you, and your child and you will be very upset with nowhere to go. Or if you have a child, you know, child that has been accepted to one of the schools, that you find out that you can't afford to send them there, and you didn't do what you needed to do as far as grants. But there's always financial aid. You know, the financial aid counselors are there to help you, as well as getting a student loan. I would let student loans, let that be your last resort for paying for school. And if you are a parent, try starting to save for your child now, no matter what age they are. Get with your bank or credit union of some sort. Talk to them about how do I start saving for college. Talk to your high school guidance counselor. They have a lot of information that you all can definitely use, and that is very important. And learn the ins and outs. You know, read the fine print. Read through everything. All of your financial aid forms, all of the loans, what are the stipulations? Is there a stipulation if you're going to school out of state? What time, you know, what are the payback or the repayment plans for your student loan if you have to take out one? And can you get those things deferred? So you really need to take the time out to challenge yourself to, especially for your children, and yet and still, even though they want to be adults and they are young adults or, you know, old teens and young adults, and they do want some type of independence, you're still their parent and you still do need to guide them through the process of picking schools, and not necessarily the school that their friends are going to. They really need to look at what it is that they want to be when they grow up and go to the appropriate school that will accommodate that dream. So that is very important. And if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. We're talking about your kids, your money, your plans, preparing your child and yourself for them to go away to college. You can call us at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that's area code 347-884-9343. Now, I'm going to add area code 815-395 to the phone line. Thank you for joining me and your patience. How are you this evening?
Oh, hello. Oh, 815?
We can hear you. Yes, you're live. How are you this evening?
Okay, I'm doing. Oh, I have a question. What do you do when your child has made up his or her mind that they don't want to go to college?
Well, if they don't want to go to college, you mean to like on the university level or just in general, period? They don't want to go to college at all?
Yeah. I mean, what do you do? Okay, let's say like, okay, they're saying, okay, once I'm going to get out of high school and that's it. And
okay.
I do not want higher learning. I'm done. What do you do in that case?
In that case, what I would do is I would have some real tough talk with them. I would say, okay, so what do you plan on doing with your life? Because I have a map. I've already mapped out what I'm going to do with mine, and I'm doing what I want to do. So what are your plans? If you don't want to go to college, what are your plans? And if they say, well, I want to get a job, I would sit down with them, get the newspaper, go on monster.com or some kind of job search site, as well as getting your local newspaper and looking in the job section and say, okay, so you don't want to go to college, let's look for you a job. So once they do that and we go from, you know, through the job section and they circle which jobs that they would want, then I said, let's do some research. What do you need in order to get that job? And 9 times out of 10, they will find that most jobs require you to have some sort of schooling or some kind of education beyond high school. And I think that once they see that, then that will encourage them to at least go to a junior college. Because the employers now require you to have some form of education beyond high school. Very few jobs now will accept a high school diploma, and that's it. A couple of years ago, that would have been okay, but now most jobs require you to have some form of a degree, whether it's an associate's, a bachelor's, or beyond. You do need to have some form of higher education.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, I think that's the problem. We as parents don't give them a sense of the reality. The reality states that this is what's going on. So you need to involve them in the process. Ask them why they don't want to go to college. You know, and then ask them, okay, you know, what are your alternatives? Because ultimately it is their life, but you are still their parent and they still need some guidance from you. So let me ask the same question. What would you do, area code 773-317, if your child said to you, well, you know what, I don't want to go to college, high school is enough for me, what would you say to your child?
Basically the same thing you said. Okay, you do know that, you know, and in fact, well, I'm going to say this. There are people that have degrees in this day and time that, you know, basically are working at McDonald's. So, you know, there used to be a factor that, hey, if you went to college, you know, you was almost guaranteed a job in, or a career in your field. And today, in today's times, that is not the case. So, you know, that's an argument that, you know, children are now saying, well, you know, there's no guarantee that I'm going to find work in my field. But more oftentimes than not, usually you will find a career in your field. And if you decide that you do not want to go to college, well, okay, now it's time to maybe take up a trade. It's definitely time to, you know, to hit the pavement as far as work, you know, work is concerned, because you're going to do something to contribute to your life as well as my life, because, you know, if I'm getting out going to work, I don't see you just being here without being productive some type of way. I don't see that happening. So we're going to, you know, look at more options, job placement or something, you know, taking up a trade.
Yeah, trade school is another, I mean, is another another way for them to definitely get the skills that they need in order to have a successful adult life. But you cannot coddle these would-be young adults. You can't, because what's going to happen is you're going to end up having someone that is an adult still living on you. And I know that for me, that is not a plan, that, you know, I promise to take care of you until you're 18 or 21, and then after that point, you have to leave the nest. You know, at 18, you should be deciding whether you're going to go to school or whether you're going to go to go to trade school, find a job, but you're going to have to leave the nest. So, you know, and that is very important that we do prepare our children for that. And that conversation needs to happen way before they get to their 17th birthday. You know, you need to start talking to your children as early as they can kind of understand, find out what it is that they want to be. And it may change, you know, no matter what it is. If they say today and they're in fourth grade, well, I want to be a rocket scientist. And then by the time they get to high school, they say, well, you know what, I think I want to be a teacher. And, of course, that's a change. But the point is you're acknowledging what it is that they want to do and kind of steering them in that direction, I think is very important. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This is Your Kids, Your Plan, Your Money, all about trying to help you prepare as well as your child to go away for college, or even if they're going to stay in state. But the point is to prepare them for their future. So, my question to all of the people that are in our audience live as well as the ones that are in the chat room, I have a question of what would you do if you found out that there were scholarships out there for your child? Do you encourage them to go in the field where you know that there are scholarships, or would you kind of let them kind of wing themselves in their own direction? Keeping in mind that you have not saved enough money for them to go to the college that they're thinking about, but there's a lot of scholarships if they can go in a different direction. Would you encourage your children to sway away from what they may think they want to do or following their friends to go after some of this free money, as you would say? And I want to start with that question with area code 312217. Hello?
You know, the thing about that is that this is the child's life, and as a parent, that's what you have to remember. Your whole goal for them is to do something that they're passionate about because they're going to be doing it a long time. As a matter of money, it's just a matter of working it out. So if you have to work a little bit harder than that. But I don't want my child to do anything that, one, they're uncomfortable with, because, like I said, they're going to have to live with the decision, and we all change careers and occupations and everything else, but it's nothing like that firm foundation. So when it comes to school and education, the child needs to be comfortable, not you. It's not, this is not about you, it's about them.
Okay, area code 773-317, same question.
I would encourage them to, you know, search themselves, what they want to do, you know, as far as a major is concerned, because you can want for your child all you want. If they don't want it, you know what I'm saying, it's sort of like now this becomes your dream and not theirs, and you are basically living through their life, you know. So you have to let them make the decision what they want to major in, what career they want to, you know, be a part of, and then go from there.
Okay, 815-395. Same question. What would you do?
I agree with the idea of, say, let them make their decision and say, like, try to work with them on it instead of, say, trying to, the parents trying to live their life, live the child's life through them. I say, the parents feel that they have missed out on things, and so they're so busy trying to, well, they feel that they've missed out, so they want their children to do better, which is a good thing, but you'll end up in a situation where you're trying to live your life through, you're trying to live your life through your child. And maybe that's not the life that they want.
That is definitely true. You're right. Here's another question. We had someone in the chat room just answered the question. They said that I would definitely try to encourage them to go where the money is. Too many times children don't necessarily know what they want to do with their lives. So it is our job to point them in that direction, unless the child is as animate about the direction that they want to go in. If they don't know, I would definitely encourage them to go after the free money. Okay. Well, here's another question. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the more college you complete, the higher average annual income that you have an opportunity to make. I'm going to go through this real quick, and then I want some comments from you all. We had talked about students who don't want to go to college or anything, but believe it or not, the annual income of a child that does not, or should I say adult, that does not even have a high school diploma, your income potential can be no higher than $23,400 according to the U.S. Census. So if you have no high school diploma at all, the most that you possibly will make annually would be less than $23,000. If you have a high school diploma, the most that you will possibly make is about $30,000. And this is according to the U.S. Census. Then they said with a bachelor's degree that your earning potential will be up to $52,000. And if you have a master's degree, your annual potential would be $62,000. If you have a doctorate degree, then your annual income level will be $89,000. And if you have a professional degree, which is beyond your doctorate, your earning potential annually is $109,600. So the more the more the higher degree you have, the higher the potential of earnings. And of course, with today's market, of course, those numbers may not necessarily reflect, because a lot of times people are not doing the jobs that their degree was in, for the simple fact that the job market is slow, and a lot of companies have done a lot of downsizing. So I think that's one of the problems that a lot of students are having, is because they can't even find a job at McDonald's because the people with the degrees have those, you know, are taking those jobs, because you have to eat, even though that may not be the direction that they wanted to go in. So I'm going to give the phone number one more time. If you'd like to join us live, you are listening to Secure Your Life. And we're talking about kids, money, and college. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And I have a question for the people that are on with me live. How soon, in your opinion, do you think that you should start saving for your children's education? Or is that something that they need to start looking at on their own? I'm going to start with area code 815395. Do you think higher education and helping your children pay for that is important? And what age do you think you should start saving for your child's education, if you believe that's the direction that you should go in?
Okay. Well, I think if I do feel you should say, like, plan as best as you possibly can, plan for your children before you have them. Which, and so, in short, what you would end up by doing is, hey, right from birth, even before, oh, I'm pregnant. Okay, we're going to start saving.
I think that's an excellent idea. The earlier you start, the better. Okay, area code 312217, what are your views on that?
I agree with
you. Start?
When the words come out of my mouth that I'm pregnant, because then it'll definitely give time. So much can happen, and that way we'll at least have a head start. Like I said, they should have a vested interest in it too, because that kind of adds value. But we definitely want to be there, if nothing more than to do half each quarter, and they need the other half. But definitely, when you make that statement.
Okay, 773317, what are your views on that?
I think as early as possible, when your child is an infant. And another thing, too, you would be surprised at the number of children and babies' birthday parties that I've been to. And, you know, we're paying all of this money for, you know, the latest and greatest name brand clothes and shoes for these kids that are not going to wear them no more than a month or two at best. I'm talking about small newborn babies.
Right.
And that money could be really going towards that kid's college education, you know, instead of spending the $40 or $50 for, you know, whatever. You know, you can tell family members, hey, if, you know, an aunt or, you know, whoever, grandma, could you please, you know, buy them a bond, you know. And I think bonds actually double. When they mature, they double.
Yes,
so, you know, instead of, you know, spending that money on something that the child is really not going to use after a month or two, those bonds, you know, when it's time to go to college, they're really going to come in handy. And I regret that I did not save. That's one of the regrets that I have in terms of my children. I did not save when they were infants, you know, but. So I would say
it's too late. And that's the beautiful part about it. It's never too late. Even if you, you know, like you said, you have a junior that's getting ready to be a senior in high school, it's still never too late. For the simple fact that, you know, once you start it, and even with them starting to talk to them about preparation for college, and the earlier that you find out what your child wants to be, the easier it will be for you to narrow down those scholarships that they have and those grants, strictly for those kids who want to go that major. So that makes it, it takes a lot of burden off of the parent when you do that. I mean, it really, really does help. Because,
but you know, Diamond,
mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, you know, we can save for our children to go to college, but I have learned that until that child has some type of epiphany that, hey, this is my life, this is my future, my parents can want so much for me, but unless I want it and actually actively go after something that's going to enhance my future, until that becomes that child's mindset, you could send them to college. You know, you could even go to school for them. But until they have it in their minds that, hey, this is how I'm going to make my living, this is how I'm going to, in turn, have a family and take care of my kids, it's like pouring water down a drain. That has to be their mindset. You can want all what you want for your kids. Until they want it for themselves, it's sad to say, you know, college is really not going to, you know, do them any good. Because for me, my, you know, parents wanted me to do this, that, and the other. Until I made it up in my mind that, okay, this is what I want to do, I just went to college to party and to get away from home, you know. So, you know.
I think a lot of students do go through that first time away, and being on your own without parents. I think that a lot of kids go through that factor, and you are correct when you said that you can want it for them, but they have to want it. But a lot of times, because they're still kids, they don't know what they want, and just guiding them. Now, not saying that they're going to actually do what you say or actually take the guidance, but at least the information is there. And sometimes, well, all the time, we as human beings only need acknowledgement in order to move into the right direction. Even if we disagree, if I acknowledge your position on something, then we, you know, cooler heads can't prevail. And you, like you said, your child may want to go in a particular different direction, but you're still their parent. And if you give them guidance, you say, okay, I understand that you're saying that you don't want to go to college, but what are your plans? And then say, well, you know, like I gave before, you really do need to kind of guide them, because although they're big in body, they're still children in at mind. So, you know, and they don't know really what they want to do. And like you said, you just wanted to rebel and get away. But even in that, if you had the information, then I think that, you know, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So, that, you know, give them the armor of information so that when they do whatever their decision is, they can go in a positive direction. It may not necessarily be the direction that you want them to go into, but they do at least have the knowledge, because they will have that epiphany moment, aha, I see what my parents are saying. So we are almost out of time, guys, and this was a great show. I want to thank all of you all for joining me again for Secure Your Life. And tonight we were talking about your money, your kids, your plans, and how to prepare yourself as well as your college. And I want to give real quick some information to those parents who need, who might want to have this information. Students Getaway to the US.gov is information that the government gives about college, and it's www.students.gov. The US Department of Education, they have lots of information. You can go to www.ed.gov. And the National Education Association, you can reach them at www.nea.org. So join us next time, which will be tomorrow, for Dollar Diva and her Bargain Betties, where we will give you all kinds of advice on how you can accumulate free stuff, good giveaways, coupons, much more. And I want to thank all of you once again for joining me, and good night.
Good night,
Diamond. Bye.
Bye,
sense. So sad I bought that yellow bean. Oh,